So what is being done? How concerned are all business owners these days? Joining me now is Jane Talbot. She's the interim president and CEO of the Downtown Vancouver Business Improvement Association. Thanks for your time tonight.
Thank you.
So we were just speaking to one business owner who was talking a bit about their concerns. Tell me about what the atmosphere is like, what business owners are telling you in downtown Vancouver, and what the association's been doing to try to assuage some of those fears.
We interact with our members on a regular basis, and we've been talking to them all throughout the pandemic, over 4,000 businesses, 4,399 to be precise. And their main concern is, and has been throughout the pandemic, community safety. That means break-ins, that means graffiti, it means any sort of community safety around theft and vandalism.
Do you get a sense of whether it's changed much since, say, 2019, whether business owners are noticing a marked difference between what it used to be like?
I can't say that for sure. But what I can tell you is that we are hearing loud and clear that our members are concerned around safety issues. It is top of mind right now. And I know that because we talk to our members regularly, but we've recently launched a storefront security grant, and our membership was invited to put in and ask for up to $5,000 towards reimbursement for any kind of property damage that was done as a result of crime. And within the first 2 weeks of opening it up, we had 50 applications. Wow. And $120,000 of the $150,000 grant has already been used up. So, you know, we're hearing a lot about broken windows, broken window replacement. People are asking to purchase security gates and security cameras. So, it's definitely a concern.
Oftentimes, insurance just doesn't cover it, right? Or it's just expensive.
That's right. And the premiums are sometimes too high. So this is our way of providing immediate support to our membership.
Is there any concern at all, even amongst your membership, that this is in some ways changing the face of downtown Vancouver, that it will become a more, you know, a more gated place than it used to be and take away some of its charm?
You know, I think the hope is that this is temporary, and that as we come through the pandemic and as more people come downtown and as we return more to a normal state, that we'll come out of this. I really believe that our member businesses, certainly they're frustrated, they're exasperated in some situations, but they really want to be downtown. They chose to open up a business downtown. They really want to be here. As much as there is, you know, a sense of frustration right now, I believe there's also a sense of optimism that we will come through this.
Tell me a bit about working with the police, because clearly this is, you know, it's not just a policing issue, it's a widespread societal issue. I think businesses often in the downtown core of any number of Canadian American cities are simply on the front lines of a much broader societal issue. But tell me a bit about working with the police and what more you're hearing about what could be done, what isn't being done, what is being done.
Well, I think, you know, it's very safe to say that we are in full support of Mayor Sim and Council's campaign promise to bring in 100 new police officers and 100 new mental health nurses. I think that's going to be impactful downtown. And it's critical to provide more of a presence downtown, and those 100 officers will help. I'll tell you a quick story. So this summer, we activated Granville Street for two blocks over the course of a month on weekends. It's for a program that we call Granville Promenade. Buskers, street activations, performances, market sort of, market-like setting. And we had 11,000 visitors come to the Granville Prom over the course of those 4 weekends. At the end of the promenade, we surveyed all of our members on that two-block range, and almost every one of them said that they wanted us to do this again, and you know, not only because 11,000 people came into downtown over the course of those weekends, but because there was an increased police presence and they just felt a little safer. So, you know, I think the community will be welcoming of those 100 new members, and I think it's important.
if you look at where you'd like to go now in terms of trying to reassure businesses, I guess something like having more street closures. I mean, in other words, it might demand reimagining what downtown looks like to some extent to try to contend with some of these problems.
Right. And I see, I understand. We have spent just under $600,000 in sponsoring festivals and events to come into downtown Vancouver over the last year. So that it's about 40 events. So we understand that when festivals and events come into town, people come into town, vibrancy increases, people spend money, economic recovery, economic development takes place. And we also have our placemaking program, which puts on things like summer movie nights in the summer. So we had thousands of people come into downtown Vancouver over the summer on Wednesday evenings to watch movies in open square. And overwhelmingly, the feedback was positive on that. And, you know, that paints an accurate picture as well of downtown. It is still vibrant. It is fun. People are coming in, and people are enjoying themselves.
Right. I guess the challenge is to make sure that people continue to do so. Right.
That's right.
That's always the challenge.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Jane Talbot, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.